Good afternoon. We call the Senate Finance Committee meeting to order. Please turn your cell phones. The time now is 1:35 p.m. on Thursday, April 27th, 2023. I'm joined by Co-Chair Hoffman, Co-Chair Stedman, Senator Bishop, Senator Keel, Senator Merrick. We'll have Senator Wilson come over by shortly. We'd like to hear one bill before we switch the meeting over to Chairman, Co-Chairman Stedman in the budget. And that is under bills previously heard, Senate Bill 114. We'll bring that up. Invited testimonies planned for this bill next week to clear up an issue that came to our attention. We have a new committee substitute to get on the record and then set it aside. Is there a motion? Senator Stedman.
We have a brief at ease. Let me get the bill so I got the original version R. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to go ahead and make a motion that we adopt the CS for Senate Bill number 114, version R, dated 4/25/23 as our working document.
And I'll object for purposes of discussion. Mr. Alper from my office will explain the changes in the committee substitute. Mr. Alper, please identify yourself for the record and go ahead and talk about the small change that's in section 4. I want to welcome Senator Wilson to the committee. He's just been on a way on state business and personal business, and so welcome, Senator Wilson. Mr. Alper, please identify yourself for the record and go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Ken Alper, staff to Senator Olson and the Finance Committee. And thank you for the opportunity to bring this small revision to the committee substitute. You'll recall, Mr. Chairman, you adopted a work draft committee substitute about 2 weeks ago that removed the ring fencing provisions and shrank the bill to the present size. There was a technical issue that was brought to our attention by industry, and we wanted to clear up on the record because they're going to be coming in and testifying next week, the intention of the sponsor regarding that. If the committee would look at the bottom of page 3 of the bill on section 4, section 4 of the bill is the provision that the sponsor brought forward that says the per barrel credits earned on a field should only be usable to the extent the company is reinvesting, spending capital on that same field. And if you notice on line 30 of the new CS, the word unit, and likewise on the next page, line 2, the beginning of the line, the word unit, the previous version you had the words lease or property, which is a little more vague, and there was concern that that could be interpreted to mean that they had to spend the money on the same lease or on the same participating area, where the sponsor's intent was that the spending can be anywhere on the unit, and then they would be able to use all of the per barrel credits earned from production on that unit. So this committee substitute makes that change, makes it clear, so we can go forward and all have the same information in front of us. That's the only change, Mr. Chairman.
Do we have any questions, Mr. Alper, members of the committee? If not, I'll go ahead and remove my objection. Version R is before the committee. If there's no further questions, we'll go ahead and set this bill aside and hear the later date. Call it as.
Bring the Finance Committee back to order. We are now going to move on to House Bill 39, the operating budget. We had a glitch in the last budget. We had to have a little bit of cleanup language on one appropriation. So we took care of that. So we're going to deal with that first. And then we'll bring the new version back to the committee, and we'll have a couple of amendments to discuss. So I'd like to go ahead and start by asking Senator Merrick for request to hear a new version of the bill, committee substitute.
Thank you, Chair Stedman. I move that the Senate Finance Committee adopt Senate Finance Committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill 39, version H, as our working document.
So we have a motion on the table to adopt a new committee substitute, version H, as our working document. Do we hear objection?
I'll object for the changes.
Okay, we have objection. Mr. Eklund, if you could please come forward. Mr. Eklund, if you can introduce yourself for the record and touch on the technical amendment, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Pete Eklund, staff to Senator Stedman and the Finance Committee. You may recall, Mr. Chairman, there was one technical amendment yesterday for a salary adjustment correction, and that's the only change, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. So we had a salary adjustment technical change. Does the objection still?
No, with that, Mr. Chairman, I'll go ahead and remove my objection. Thank you for the explanation.
The objection has been removed. We have further objection for the adoption of version H as our working document. Seeing and hearing none, version H is now our working document. We have two senators that would like to have amendments considered by the committee. Senator Keel.
Very brief at ease.
We'll have a brief at ease. Back on the record, Senator Keel has asked for his amendment to be distributed. It is being distributed as we speak. Senator Keel, would
you like to make Chairman.
Amendment number one, please?
I move amendment number one.
No, there is objection to adoption of amendment number one. Senator Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. amendment number one removes conditional wordage related to abortions and adds back some general fund money that the bill before us removes related to abortions. And what this amendment does is it puts the bill back into compliance with the Alaska Constitution. The language in the bill is not necessary to comply with federal law. Alaska always, when it comes to federal Medicaid dollars, follows the federal law. We don't need this language for that. But when it comes to the Alaska Constitution, this language, and the courts have looked at this language violates it. And no matter what any one of us thinks, and I know there are very strongly held beliefs on this, the Alaska Supreme Court has held over and over that the constitutional right to privacy includes a decision about when or if to become a parent, and that is a more extensive right than what used to be recognized federally. It is clear in Alaska's constitution. So what ends up happening without this amendment is that we pass on constitutional language. The state still has to pay for the procedures, and we have a budget that doesn't follow our foundational documents. So, Mr. Chairman, I just encourage everybody to support this and have a budget that's square with our Constitution.
Yeah. Senator Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This language is in here because there's many Alaskans or legislators here in this building and both bodies that feel that we should not be using state dollars, either Medicaid dollars or general fund dollars to pay for abortions. This is an issue that is strongly in my district, and I just oppose this amendment. We would hope that one day the Supreme Court may choose that right to privacy be a little different than medical necessities or rights. And this is something that's going to be ongoing until that in language in here says unless an act by the Supreme Court's decision provides that new president. So until then, I think that the maker of the amendments issues are addressed with other conditional language in this piece of in this amendment.
Senator Merritt.
Thank you, Chair Stedman. With the deepest respect to my colleague from Juneau, I am adamantly opposed to this amendment. And the majority, overwhelming majority of my constituents are opposed to this amendment. So I will be voting no. And on a personal note, I had a teenage birth mother, and I was born, to this 16, 17-year-old girl, and my parents adopted me at birth. And I think it's important for me to stand up for children that might have that opportunity in the future. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I also oppose this motion. This is, or this amendment. This is kind of a tough issue for the people of Alaska to deal with, no matter what side of the issue you're on. I'm very emotional. We've used this language that's in the bill for many years to kind of thread this issue between the Alaska Constitution and the federal side and the federal requirements. So I oppose this this amendment. Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As a medical doctor, I realize that the abortion issue is a very passionately felt and deeply rooted issue that we've all had to deal with over the years. When I first came here 25 years ago or so, it was one of the things that were pitted one side of the legislature versus the other, and it was black and white. But as we look at it as legislators, my understanding that women in need of medically required care or life-saving care will receive the attention that they need under the current bill. Therefore, I'm not in favor of this amendment, and will be voting against it.
Any further comments? Senator Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As I said, and as a couple other members have said, that this is an issue with very passionate beliefs. I will say that Co-Chair Olson is correct. The language does not prevent people from getting medical care. We've heard the debate, Mr. Chairman. We can all count. I will withdraw Amendment 1.
Motion number 1 has been withdrawn. We now move on to Amendment number 2. Senator Bishop.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move Amendment number 2.
I'll object.
Amendment number 2 restores $4,965,000 into the Department of Environmental Conservation to go down the road of the project assumption 404 primacy. Last year, we all remember the debate and the issue, and there was a difference between the House and the Senate, and the conference committee, we had settled on $1 million to do a study, and a comprehensive study to that point. And yes, it's true, there's only 3 states that have assumed this primacy, but there are other states working on it. And as you look at assumption, you have to seed the program with general fund money before the federal dollars can follow. Now, with that being said, there's no federal dollars to the 3 states that presently have primacy. That is being actively pursued by our congressional delegation, not only for Alaska, but the other states that are looking to assume primacy. And I feel very passionate about this, like everybody does on their own specific issues. And as an example, last quotes on our natural gas pipeline, it was $800 million in mitigation damages for wetlands for set aside. DOT, I don't have the number for DOT. Homeowners, if you have any wetlands that you want to backfill, you're going to have to pay either an offset in either cash, or you're going to have to trade property to the Corps to fulfill your 404 permit obligation. So with that being said, I'd just like members to remember in 2005, the legislature passed Senate Bill 110 to assume primacy over 402 program. And we have primacy on 401, 402. Those federal dollars follow. They're not 100%. It's about 50% fed, 50% state. And when we passed the bill in 2005, it took until 2008 for the US EPA to finally assume and pass over that torch of primacy to our Department of Environmental Conservation. So thank you, Mr. Chairman. Everybody, I've talked to each one of you individually. You know how I feel about it, and I appreciate the chairman allowing to bring the amendment forward. Thank you.
Any other comments on the amendment? Senator Merrick.
Thank you, Chair Stedman. Assuming 404 primacy will streamline permitting and provide more predictability and stability while reducing the time it takes to issue permits. We have a proud history in Alaska of developing things cleaner, safer, and more environmentally sound than anywhere in the world. We hold ourselves to a higher standard than the federal government. Alaska is where we live, and we want what's best for our environment and our people far more than they do in D.C. With two-thirds of the nation's wetlands, I think it's of the utmost importance to take assumption of 404. We have a stack of letters of support from both individuals and organizations directly affected that agree. We can ensure permitting is efficient, investment and development increases, and the environment we enjoy today is protected. So I will be a yes vote. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Other comments on 404? I'd like to just make a couple of comments. This is another tough issue. I think I was one of the ones that voted for statutory changes that were needed to take on 404 several years ago. The environment has changed a little bit, the financial environment from then till now. My personal concerns is the ability of the agency to absorb a new program and fund it and administer it and hire the people along the way to do it. So I don't think the timing is right, personally, for assumption of 404. I hope that in the future the federal government will come through with a 60 or 70% match, or not a match, but a reimbursement to help us pay for this federal mandate. So it is, just so the public is clear, the structures on the books, now it's down to a funding discussion in the budget. And I just don't personally feel it's the right time to step forward. And I hope other states go forward as an example of how to do it. And I would agree that the near extortion prices having to pay for economic development are horrendous and cumbersome. It slows things down. And I don't think it's fair to our citizens across the state to lose substantial portions of their developable property to basically buy off the ability, the federal government, so you could develop the land that you paid full value for. So there's some real issues with the underlying issue with the 404 permit. But that's my personal opinion. In my district, we have many constituents that support the state taking over 404 to alleviate some of the grievances they have with the federal government and the restrictions. And then there's a substantial group that oppose it. But we still have to follow the federal guidelines regardless of who manages it. So I stand in opposition to it. Do we have any other comments? Do we have Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Certainly, as we look at the idea that Alaska sounds like the kind of place that independent-minded and independent people are living out by themselves off the grid and doing those kind of things, especially as it's looked at as the miners up in my district, whether they're digging graphite out or whether they're getting going for the yellow rocks that are used to be prevalent up there. It's certainly something that would make it a lot easier for industry to go ahead and be at the forefront and make it easier for them to go to a personality as opposed to try and have direction or decisions being made back in Washington, D.C. However, at this time where we see the budgets coming at us and the budget from the other body is several hundred dollars in the deficit area, and even our budget is showing signs of strain. As much as I believe in having 404 primacy there, that this is the wrong time for it until we get our financial house in order, start getting revenues up so that we can afford things like this, I will be a no vote at that time.
Any other comments by committee members? As the objection, Stan, I think I objected. Okay, call a roll, please.
Yes.
Senator Bishop?
Yes.
Senator Keel?
No.
Senator Merrick?
Yes.
Senator Hoffman?
No.
Senator Olson?
No.
Senator Stedman?
No.
3 yeas, 4 nays.
Okay, the motion number 2 did not find current support at the committee. So that basically concludes the work today for the committee. We'll set version H aside, our working document on the operating budget for further review, and get back to the committee members on consultations of other issues with it. Tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., we are scheduled. We'll let the committee know, committee members know, as we work through the hours and get something scheduled or not scheduled. We may not have a meeting in the morning. We'll just play it by ear. With that, I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in today. We are adjourned at 1:58 p.m. We are adjourned.